Would you please bow your heads and pray with me? Gracious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the sun shining on us even now. We thank you for the light that came out of darkness and the joy that came out of sadness and the hope that came out of despair. We thank you for the life that came out of death on this Easter Sunday morning. And so, God, we approach your word once again. We approach it and let it speak to us anew today through your Holy Spirit. God, let it reach not just our minds, but especially our hearts, so that we might be transformed into the resurrected people, the people with hope that you have called us to be in Jesus Christ. Speak to us now, we pray. Speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. It was a cold day in April. And just before dawn, and the breeze blew as Ryan went out for a walk. You see, Ryan had lived a hard life. He was 20 years old, and his mother had died when he was 10. And he didn't have anyone anymore. He was an orphan because his father had been taken to prison for crimes against the state in their country when he was only 5. There were no explanations, as the state secret police just came in one day and took him. And Ryan hadn't seen his father ever since. But this morning, his father was on his mind as he walked along the river. He barely remembered his father anymore. He did remember that he loved him, though. He remembered the smell of his aftershave, the touch of his calloused hands. Most of all, he remembered his love. He remembers sitting in his father's lap, listening to his stories, the hugs that he would give Ryan, the whiskers that brushed against his smooth 5-year-old face, and the love that his father shared with him as he held him before bed every night. But he must be dead now, Ryan thought to himself on that cold April morning. It had been 15 years since he was taken, and the government had a track record of making people disappear. As he thought about this, he slowly began his way back to his apartment just off campus. He had started school the previous semester in a new country, a new town, having to flee his old one, and he was different than most of the other kids there. He didn't go out partying at night, no. He stayed home. He did his schoolwork. He read his books, and so it wasn't odd that he would be out and about so early in the morning. His morning walk was his time to talk with God, the one who had been the one constant in his life all these years after losing his father and then his mother. But still, his father was on his mind this morning, and he stopped at the door of his apartment building as he came back, and he reached into his pocket, and suddenly he realized that his key was not there. He had left it in his apartment, but he didn't want to wake his roommate. It was still too early. And just as he realized this, another man walked up to the door, an older man. And so Ryan looked at him and asked, "Excuse me, sir, do you live here?" And the man answered him, "No, what's going on? What are you looking for?" And Ryan answered, "I left my key in my apartment and I'm trying to find a way in. Do you know someone here who could let me in?" And the scruffy man replied, "I do. In fact, I was coming to see you, Ryan." When he heard his name said in that way, Ryan recognized in an instant that the man standing before him was his father, there on the doorstep of his apartment building, in another country, another life altogether, and he grabbed a hold of his father. And suddenly the wave of emotions from all the years he felt that his father had been dead came over him. And all this time, he never thought that he would see his father again, but here he was. The whiskers, the smell, and the love. He was gone, never to return. Darkness in that part of Ryan's life, but now he has returned. The sun rises in the east. Life has been reborn. The son had returned through the father who had brought him back to full life, a new life. This is the story of the resurrection. This is a story of resurrection. And every year we hear this story read from the John passage. And we have to fight the urge to ever let it get old. We have to fight the urge to just listen to it and let it go in and out. Because it's a story of new life. Death on Friday, new life on Sunday. Out of evil comes the justice of God. Out of darkness, the light of the Lord. And out of the tomb came Jesus. Many of us have heard this story so many times that it will lose its meaning if we allow it. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ is anything but normal. It's anything but boring. And it's not just about him coming to life after 3 days after having been dead. It's not just about the disciples who were excited to see their friend and their teacher and their Lord and their Savior, whom they proclaimed as such. And it's not just about the beginning of the church. We say all of those things. And it isn't just set in the past. It isn't just back there. But it matters to you and me today, almost 2,000 years later. Because Jesus' resurrection is all of those things that were mentioned. But it's more. It's the reordering of the world. It's really the reordering of the entire cosmos, the universe. It's the world's order of life and death flipped upside down. The reordering of what the world calls justice, which is broken and fallen and incomplete, reorienting that little by little into the kingdom of God's way of justice. In the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God is breaking through, where the last shall be first, where we are to love our enemies, where we're to take care of the hungry, the sick, the widow, the orphan, the foreigner, where we're to be spiritually poor and empty so that we might become full in the Lord. Full of life that we don't deserve, because life came from death on that Sunday morning. See, death, we say this, death no longer has the last word because of the resurrection of Christ. And we trust that. And I know that that can be hard to hear sometimes. Because we see death and we feel like that's the end sometimes. But it's not. Because Jesus beat death on the cross. But I know that it can feel that way. We had our Good Friday service on Friday evening at 7. And after that Good Friday service, we all leave in darkness. The light of Christ was out. There were no lights. It was just darkness. And everybody left. And so I was alone in here, except for a few others. And I sat in the pew right there. I walked out, and I just wept. I wept because it's hard. I wept because in that minute, where I'm thinking about Jesus' death on the cross for us, I thought about all of those that I've buried since I've been here at Orem's. I thought about, especially this week, where we buried a little girl, Emily, who was 5, who died of cancer, whose life was robbed of her by this disease. And so I sat there and I sobbed for a minute. But even then, in that minute, I thanked God. I thank God because I know and I trust in the resurrection of the dead. I know and I trust in the raising of the dead, that one day Emily and all of those that I've given funeral sermons for will be raised from the dead, and we who have committed our lives to Christ will not suffer anymore. Hear that. There will be no more disease, no more death. The Bible promises us this. There will be no more evil in the world, no more darkness, only light emanating from God, who is the source of the light of all of that new creation that we will one day walk in. Thanks be to God. And we will be united with our Creator. And so I thanked God, even after the tears flowed, for what Jesus did on the cross for each of us, for all of us. For his defeating death and evil through the Roman Empire's evil instrument of death, the cross. And I especially thanked him for his resurrection. So that, like Ryan in our story, we might really all know the love that God has for us. Like a beloved father, that we might hear, like Mary, our name being called. That we might experience the love and the joy that God has for each of us. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And he has invited us into this resurrection. If we only would believe, if we only would put our trust in him who died for us, who took our sins upon him, we might have eternal life. And this is life-changing. See, Jesus came to give us life, and not just some kind of life, but life to the fullest. Not only in the life to come, but in the life now. And so I ask you, would you believe in him today? Would you put your trust in Jesus? Would you love him? Would you thank him for what he did for you in the cross and through his resurrection? Because he is there at your doorstep. He is there outside of the empty tomb, alive and forevermore alive. And he's calling you by name. Will you embrace him today and hope in the resurrection of the dead tomorrow? The scriptures proclaim, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Will you be victors today? Amen.